Adam Maguire is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. There was a 4% fall in the number of professional job vacancies in the third quarter, according to the latest quarterly employment monitor from Morgan McKinley Ireland. Despite that, some sectors saw a growth in vacancies, particularly those affected by regulatory changes. Tracy Keevans is Global FDI Director at Morgan McKinley Ireland. She joins us now. Tracy, what are the sectors that are still seeing job vacancies grow?
So in spite of all of the redundancies that would have been cited within the tech sector, the tech sector is still doing quite well. Cyber security remains very strong. We're seeing a big demand for AI skills, and we expect that to continue with a new wave of job types coming in the new year to accommodate this. We also see within the supply chain, there is strong demand, and within engineering, life sciences, and to some degree in sales as well, although a different type of sales skill to what we've seen previously.
It should be said as well that despite the overall fall in vacancies, there's still an imbalance, there's still skill shortages across the economy as well.
There are, and they are more pronounced within the areas of AI. I think, you know, with any wave of new advancements, like with the tech boom, we saw a demand for tech skills and financial services arise for risk and compliance. But we're also now seeing that rebalancing at the moment within the energy sector for green jobs and green skills.
You mentioned in the report emigration still being an issue. Is that still a big problem of kind of brain drain in certain sectors of Irish talent leaving the country?
It absolutely is. I think the cost of living crisis is still there, and I think the housing crisis is still there. People are electing to get their experience abroad, earn what they can earn to have a decent type of living and not have to live at home in some cases or commute long distances. So yeah, we are still seeing that.
Now, there was a 56.6% rise in job seekers between August and September. Seems like a significant increase. Is it as significant as it seems?
It is month on month, but year on year, no. So this time last year, we would have seen similar numbers. However, probably the difference that we're seeing this year versus last year in that big spike from August to September is we had layoffs in Q2. Those individuals, a lot of them came to us and said they were going to take the summer off while they were reflecting on what was next for them. Given that those redundancies, a lot of them happened in big tech and pharma, they would have gotten nice redundancy, so it's given them pause to think about what's next. So a lot of those are now putting themselves on the market. But this is the time of year where people are giving that last burst before Christmas to secure that new job.
So why is it that they plan on having a new job lined up for the start of next year? Or
ideally, yes.
Christmas?
Yes, that's the thinking. Fresh start, new year.
We have seen some major employers push towards a full return to the office recently, Amazon being an example. Is that reflected in the jobs market and the vacancies that are available as well?
It is. I mean, I think there's still tensions there, and we've seen it's continuing to move from what would have been 2 to 3 days this time last year mandated on site to now 3 to 4 days. What's different is employers hadn't put it into their employment contracts, you know, the flexibility that they had been offering employees. In some cases where they're headquartered outside of Ireland, that directive is coming from outside of Ireland to now bring your employees back to work. Employees aren't appreciating being mandated. They're also saying we're in the middle of a housing crisis. They're commuting longer distances, and unless there's a purpose on the part of the employers as to what they will be doing on site, they've created an environment that's hospitable for them to work on site.
Does that put local management in a bit of a squeeze, because they're being told by, say, you know, their US bosses, but there's a skill shortage here, and you know they're struggling to attract talent? That must be a difficult position they're in.
It's a challenging dynamic, definitely. The employers we've seen who have managed this well have, you know, requested that investment in their office resources to make it attractive, but they've also worked very hard on the purpose of why they're there, making sure to facilitate that the collaboration and the people that they need to meet are there when they're coming into the office, and that it's a more productive time for everybody.
Tracy Keevans, Global FDI Director at Morgan McKinley Ireland, thank you very much for that.